Good morning, I'm Liam Elder Connors with VPR News. Republican Governor Phil Scott says his Democratic challenger's candidacy this year was, quote, historic. Christine Hallquist was the first transgender major party gubernatorial nominee in U.S. history. She lost her bid to unseat Scott, but after his win Tuesday, Scott said Hallquist has reinforced his desire to protect members of the transgender community.
By being the most welcoming state in the nation, while defending all Vermonters from hate and bigotry, this will remain one of my administration's top priorities, no exceptions.
After her loss Tuesday, Hallquist said she's concerned about rights for transgender people nationally. The Trump administration is considering a policy that would define gender as an immutable condition determined by people's sex at birth. Hundreds of Vermonters marched last night to protest any move by President Donald Trump to end the Mueller investigation. Our news partner VT Digger reports rallies took place in dozens of towns across Vermont as part of the national Nobody is Above the Law protest movement. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating ties between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. Trump forced Attorney General Jeff Sessions to resign Wednesday, a move that's widely seen as possibly the first step towards forcing Mueller to step down. One of three elementary schools serving Underhill and Jericho is closing. The move comes as schools have seen their combined enrollments drop 38% since 1990. The Underhill ID Elementary School will close and send students to Underhill Central and Jericho Elementary. Some local parents are protesting the change. And UMass Dartmouth and offshore wind farm developer Vineyard Wind are collaborating on an effort to hear from commercial fishermen in New England. The group is looking to hear questions and concerns about a large-scale offshore wind farm that's under development. That project would be about 15 miles south of Martha's Vineyard. Dean of the School of Marine Science and Technology, Stephen Lorenz, says the workshops are a chance to hear directly from the fishermen.
Our focus has been really on bringing the industry to the table and making sure that they have an opportunity to have a voice in this.
Lorenz suspects concerns about fish habitat and navigation around the wind turbines will be discussed. The wind farm will be large enough to supply about 6% of all electricity used in Massachusetts. And taking a look at the Eye on the Sky forecast for today, there is a winter weather advisory for the Adirondacks and far northern New Hampshire late today and tonight, a flood watch for southern New Hampshire late this evening through Saturday. The forecast, any early sun giving way to thickening clouds, rain developing in New York late this morning and spreading east into the afternoon, mixing with some snow over higher terrain. Temperatures today looking to be a little chillier than yesterday, upper 30s to mid 40s. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.